Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello, I'm Brent Johnson. Thanks for joining me today. Welcome to part two of What I Did This Summer. If you missed the last episode, I explained that we've been busy making videos for the Organ Media Foundation's YouTube channel. Now that things have slowed down a bit near the end of the year, I've decided to take bits of audio from these video production sessions, the parts that make sense without any video, and release them as podcasts. In this episode, we visit the chapel of Principia College in Elsa, Illinois, and hear their Martin Ott organ. I hold a position in the St. Louis AGO called Certification Coordinator. If you want to be certified by the AGO, you tell the national office and they connect you with a certification center. Most big city chapters qualify for this. If you happen to be close to St. Louis, then you're put in touch with me and we work out all the details around your certification exam. It's a position I temporarily took from a friend while she served in a capacity with more responsibility. Perhaps it's time to talk to her about taking it back. Anyway, I don't do the examinations myself, I just coordinate all the various details, including the recording of service playing exams. That part I do because I have access to portable recording equipment and it's one less detail to deal with. Now, the title of this series is What I Did This Summer, but in reality we started doing this back in the early spring. It was a cold, rainy March day when I headed up to Elsa to record an exam at the chapel, and I thought, as long as we're there, let's go look at the organ. Principia College is located high on the bluffs overlooking the Mississippi River, straight north of St. Louis. The school was originally founded in St. Louis, and then it moved to its current location in the 1930s. Today, the campus is a designated National Historic Landmark District, thanks to its many buildings by architect Bernard Maybeck. The chapel's first organ was an Aeolian Skinner that was replaced in 1990 by this new instrument by Martin Ott. The organist at that time was Dr. John Neer, who's best known for his biography of Charles Marie Vidor. He's retired now, and his successor is Dr. Rose Whitmore. She joined me at the console and demonstrated this instrument. Now, included here are some of our discussions that were cut out of the video. The audio is a bit softer. We were still working out the difficult issues of recording both an organ and people talking about it.
Arrayed together.
There's 34 ranks in this, all inside of this case. So
that's right. And I'm really, it's a surprisingly deep instrument in that I'm still learning about it. It has a nice principal chorus.
So this we have it's great. It's not labeled, so we just know we have manual one and manual two.
Manual one and manual two.
But manual two is completely enclosed?
Completely enclosed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, start. We have a diapason 8 in the grate. What does that sound like? And then on top of that, an octave 4. Super octave. And then a 4 and 5 rank mixture on top of that. So, very gentle principal chorus. It's not overly aggressive, and this room doesn't need anything more aggressive than that. What about our flutes? We have an open flute and a chimney flute at 8 foot.
Chimney flute.
And then compare that to the open flute.
The 4 foot flute is very sweet. Together.
All right, and then we go on up. We have two mutations in the grade. Quint? Is that a flute quint?
Or it's a principal quint.
So we probably blend it with the diapason and the octave maybe? Or
yeah.
What's that sound like? How about just the 8 and 2 and 2 there? So. That could be a solo color in itself almost.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have a tierce as well. Let's put all that together with. You could even blend that with, you know, your mixtures to get a nice, angry, quinty.
It's a really nice, spicy sound.
I like it. That's nice. And then we even have a 16-foot Borden in the grate as well. So it's a big, round sound, but it's not overwhelming and it's not overwhelming to the room. And then on top of that, finally, we have a reed up there. Let's see what this trumpet sounds like. That's a nice sounding reed. It's fairly large scale for, you know, the small organ. It's got a nice round, warm sound, not too bright and pinched. I like it. And then chimes, even. These must have been added at a different point, because these are...
My understanding was originally that they were from the previous organ, and that they were... and the previous organ pipes were located in the this space above the podium over here.
Chimes way over there, the pipes right here, I can imagine. Yeah. Let's look at the swell. I'm going to come around on this side.
Okay.
We're in the swell division here. Let's start, again, we have a 8-foot octave bass. What is that? That's a pedal. This is a pedal.
Yeah, this is pedal, and there was a schematic drawing where it says there should be a little bit more space.
Right.
It doesn't matter, but so that's
first,
what it is.
Our first thing is our viola. That's going to be our...
So, sort of stringy, principally.
Stop flute. Great. And then our 4-foot principal. Now, here's a question. Can you get a good principal sound if you blend, say, the stop flute and the viola together?
Well, it does add sort of a breadth to it. And then we have 8-foot trumpet. Compare that with the great trumpet, because that's bigger than I expected it to be. They're almost similar in dynamic level, but of course you can close that one down. Changes the character entirely to deal with it.
foot in there? Is that an extension? And that's much darker and different. So even if you want to, you can play that up an octave higher.
Yeah.
And you've got a second one. All right, so we do have a whole pedal division here that's pretty complete for this instrument. It starts, of course, with a 16-foot sub-bass, or sous-bass. It's a stopped wood. But then you also have a Borden 16-foot that's softer. Very soft. Yeah, so that's nice to have that option. And then, of course, an octave bass, which is out here on the facade. And then we have open flute as well. It's very pretty. Huh? And then it goes all up to a 4-foot choral bass. And if we add, let's say, the 8 and 16 all together. And if that wasn't enough, you have one more 16-foot reed, this trombone. The swell double trumpet coupled, and that gives you a completely different. You can bring both of them on. Big loud pedal. So what pipes do we have in the facade? I know we have the octave bass I heard out here. Do we have some of the great? Actually sounds good.
That's so funny. There's usually a really clear, raspy sound on that, on the A.
No,
it's behaving.
It's a little bit of hissiness to it, but it's...
There's usually like a very non-pitched thing that goes with it.
An extra chiff, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Martin ever come out here to look at it?
Yeah, he came and he worked on it as best he could, but I think... I just need to get it read.
It could just be something in the mouth. What note is it?
A. It's...
Oh, the spire flute?
Yeah.
It's been chewed up a little bit.
Yeah, I've had... The Murphys have worked on it, and Martin has worked on it, and... And it's so funny. Even this morning, it was doing the thing it usually does, and it's very pronounced, and it means you really can't play the A in anything, because it... cuts right through, but it's okay right now.
Yeah, it. I can tell it's been played with, but it sounds fine to me. Play that A. Hold it. Okay.
Well, right. I think that's great. Whatever you.
It blew on it.
You breathed on it. Thanks.
It's amazing what just a little bit of dust will do.
It's a little bit...
I hear a little bit of windiness
to it. But that's nothing like what it usually has been. If it could be like that, I would be delighted.
No,
then I could actually use that stop.
So this chapel was built in 1932, is that correct?
I believe so.
And the first organ that was in here was an Alien Skinner. So you have the spec for that. It was Opus 877. And how many ranks did we have? What did I say, 16 ranks?
Yeah, what?
Or did it say? I just counted, I forgot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yes.
Okay. Really dumb question.
Yes.
Don't include this. Hello. the star means that's a continuation?
Yes.
So what's this?
I don't
know. Oh, no. Additions
know.
Made
additions
by...
Oh,
made in 1955.
I see.
I was trying to look. I was trying to see if there was a chime in here, because I really, but I don't see it listed.
It could have been added at any point.
It might have been added, and also there was a chime given by the founder of the school and her family, Mary Kimball Morgan. Mm-hmm. They gave a chime, but the writing about the chime is that it seems to have been heard on the hour, and before different events, and so it sounds like it was probably somehow broadcast. So I don't think it can be
probably
this
not.
One,
unless they put a microphone. But no, that, I mean, things like that are easy to, somebody gave us $250, what do we do?
It's so, okay, so you put in a chime.
It's not enough to buy a ring of pipes, but what can we buy?
What should we do? Yeah.
All right, so we'll try again. Yeah. So this is actually the second organ here in this chapel, which was built in 1932. The first was an Aeolian Skinner installed about 1935, according to records, with Opus 877. Originally it had, looks like 12 ranks or 11 ranks, less than that. Because we added a three-rank mixture in 1955, and the total was a 16-rank instrument that was up here in the, and it was up in, it was over there, we talked about that,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Sort of located right there.
And then in 1967, apparently Moeller added a new console for that Aeolian Skinner organ, and the console was up here, even though the pipes were back there.
Yeah.
So this organ was installed then in 1992. What happened to that Aeolian Skinner instrument?
It went to a Catholic church in Fayetteville. According to the archives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So it's still playing somewhere.
Yeah.
So the most well-known organist who was here was John Neer, mm-hmm. who's known for his biography of Charles Marie Vidor.
Mm-hmm.
He was here when this instrument was put in, and I know for a fact that the combination action was added later. Originally, the only way to change stops was to have somebody up here helping you pull stops, and it was decided that was, so that's the only modification besides. Well, what if it was made at the same time?
It was right around the same time.
Okay. So at the same time they added those two stops, they also put in an electric combination action and memory system. You have how many? Four general. You have eight generals and then four divisionals,
mm-hmm.
and then eight memory levels, just
mm-hmm.
for those, each of those.
Mm-hmm. And the other nice thing about this instrument is that, and John Muir specifically asked for it, is that on the divisionals it also changes the pedals. Ranks, and that's so nice.
Right, because you don't actually have any pedal pistons, or
yeah.
do you, or these pedal pistons?
No,
or
these are the generals.
Okay.
The issues that I have noticed with the organ are the very issues that John and Martin were trying to deal with back in the day, and mostly having to do with this thick curtain. It should have been a sound transparent curtain, and but it's a Maybeck building, and so it's on the historic register, so you can't change anything. So no one has figured out how to solve that.
I see. That would be worth stating. It's an interesting fact about the building and all the construction around here.
Yeah.
But
it's all cement.
We're not an architectural channel.
No, nor do I have any depth in that area. Here's my other question. I'll just be honest. I still am learning about this. It mentions the my concerns for the cornea are the same. It needs to be a large fluty scale. Did this end up being a large fluty scale in your estimation?
Yeah, as opposed to, I mean, it's more like that than this.
Okay, so it is fluty.
Yeah.
It's just
as
not...
opposed to, like, pull the quint and tierce over there. It's much more strident.
It's
and
more,
skinnier.
Yes. Could you say stringy?
And stringy principle is usually where we go. Cornets tend to be lean flute or principle based
That's
on
right.
what you're going to put underneath them.
And so this one was
it was designed,
here,
to, go
designed
with
to go with
the principal chorus, and this one was designed to go with your stop flute and your
And was this designed to really be a solo stop for maybe for hymns or maybe for other where you need a big large French classic stuff maybe, or
you mean the great cornet?
Probably
to add to the ensemble,
and to add
you
to
that French angry sort of
reedy
sound,
the buzzy
to just your principal chorus, whereas this one it would be with your, see if you turn on just maybe the stop flute over there. So if you have these 8/4 in your cornet with your tremolo, it can combine with something soft. You could also bring it down and use it as sort of a minor cornet if you want. If you're playing something that's not quite as angry as that.
tears and poems.
But then, what would you do? What do you do for the rest of your piece?
Well, if you're doing all in one manual, yeah. You're doing something French and. Scare people off with a loud.
I've never done that. I think that's a no.
Let's bring on the diapason in an octave as well. Yeah. And so if I have. This gives you a completely different kind of ensemble. I don't know how often you want to use that sound.
It's a hard sound to use in here, I guess.
But it's less like, than if you bring on the quint and tears, which. Which is clearer and brighter, but it's not as distinctive. That's where that fluty French throat that he's talking about in here comes from. I don't know that you would use that often. I think mainly it's a solo stop to be used against the great. And you can bounce back and forth. You can use the principal one against the swell flutes and
almost have
an echo.
And they have a nice echo.
Yeah.
What about this crumb horn? What would you use that for?
Oh, that's just fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
the crumb horn, anything that's, you can use it even as let's see, let's... try some soft stuff here. I'm gonna play. Maybe our open. As opposed to, even this trumpet that we'll use the double trumpet. Is it trumpet? It here, as opposed to maybe the big trumpet. Trumpet's pretty soft.
drum horn and it's mixture in the swell with just your great chorus, and it gives you a different kind of
that's
chorus
nice.
Without being quite as attacking as that mixture.
Yeah.
Looks. And you can close that down a lot better than you can. That extra little brightness, you know, in that last
it does. It sounds quite nice out there.
So, yeah.
I'm just concerned that it's hard to blend.
It does help to have somebody out there to.
This is the thing I don't run into that very often, so I'll just have to build that into my schedule.
My thanks to Rose Whitmore for joining me that day, and to Zach Simon, who assisted with production. If you want to see photos of the organ and the chapel, it will be on the post for this episode at theorgan.com. I'll put the whole video on that post as well, if you want to watch it. Next time, I'll bring you the audio from our visit to the Church of St. Francis de Sales in South St. Louis. It's home to a 1924 Wicks organ that Christopher Soar is in the process of rebuilding. We stopped in to see how his progress is going. Once again, I'll ask that if you do like what we do, there are so many little simple ways you can help us continue to do it. The first is to subscribe to our YouTube channel to help us reach that magic number of 1,000 subscribers. Even if you prefer podcasts to videos, it would be a big help. It doesn't cost you anything, and there's a link to do it right on this post at theorgan.com. You can also help us by rating this podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It helps us be more visible to other listeners that might enjoy the show. And finally, you can support us directly with a financial contribution. The Organ Media Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and any contributions can be tax deductible. You can do that quickly and easily online at organ.media. Just click on support. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you want streaming organ music 24 hours a day, just tune in to one of our three stations, organlive.com, Positively Baroque, and The Organ Experience. And if you're listening to this in November, December, or January, Christmas Organ Live is up and running for all your Christmas organ music needs. You can find that at xmas.organlive.com. I'm Brent Johnson, and I'll meet you here next time at The Organ.
You've been listening to At the Organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@theorgan.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com. At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening.